Rino to the Katane in for Cody Road. Today is the MP for Te Taitunga. What then, Ahwe?
Then, Ahwe, Dale.
Good catching up
again.
Coming
greetings to everybody.
Down to level two for you guys tonight. That'll be good.
Yes, yes. It's last day at level three for us. So, yeah, much anticipation, I guess, especially from, you know, just being able to move around more freely and call into more businesses. And yeah, places to get together. Although very mindful of the guidance and the rules around wearing masks, which is a bigger factor at level this new Delta level two. But certainly, it's always good. But our thoughts are always with our whānau and whanaungas up in Tamaki Makaurau. And just a big mihi to everyone who are staying the course and doing all we can collectively to stamp out this this Delta.
Frustration been high in Ōtautahi and in Te Waipounamu. I mean, there were few, if any, cases there. Initially a risk, I know. But for the most part, people have been kept from Delta. Frustration building?
I think now that we are, you know, a clear path to move down the alert levels, by and large, the whānau down south have been very playing their part, understanding that, you know, we're all in this together. We did have close contact, from Auckland that were in right across to Waipounamu who are self-isolation. So, you know, the risk was always there, and I think folks are just glad that we have, you know, all worked together collectively. And also a huge shout out to our whānau water providers, our Māori health, kaupapa Māori providers, all our health workforce who have been doing a fantastic job across the motu. And that's one message I would like to put out, if I can, Dale, is just to encourage everyone, if you've got cold or flu symptoms, to go and get a COVID test, because our testing numbers have sort of dipped down, and to really be sure to have an accurate picture that we are and that we have stamped out this Delta, we need to ensure that if anyone has got symptoms, no matter where you are in the motu, to please book in and get a test.
Any updates on Māori vax numbers in the south?
By and large, apart from Ōtautahi, the Waipounamu has been, you know, very, very good right across the age cohorts, and but focused effort has been going into Ōtautahi, and I think now that we've got all of the influential players on, you know, all working together, we can really ensure that we get the messages out so we pick up those rates. But on the whole, across the different demographics, actually, to Waipounamu, whether it's up in Te Tauihu at the top of the south or down in Murihiku, there's some real standout actual areas in terms of what they're doing and the vaccination rates. So, again, I'm just to encourage our whānau to book in for vaccinations as well. There's a lot of options online there. As soon as you can plug in your address, all of the options are there, and they're going 7 days a week. So just encouraging everyone to continue with that mahi of getting vaccinated.
Your political work outside of COVID, has it been continuing? Any updates of the portfolios that you oversee?
Oh, yes, the work continues. So I have weekly meetings with the Oceans and Fisheries Minister, David Parker, who I support as his undersecretary, and with officials. So the work continues. And as we know, there's always a new fishing year that rolls around for commercial operators, and likewise, all of our whānau who are customary or recreational fishers. I want to ensure that they are got a good handle of what the rules are. So that work continues, as does the work in the foreign affairs space with my undersecretary for Māori trade role. And so there are lots of things which are continuing on. We are hosting APEC this year as the host nation, which it's obviously difficult with COVID, but it's still a very important you know, program that we have been leading. Likewise, there's the World Expo, which will be starting up in October in Dubai, which we have a wonderful New Zealand presence there, very strong Māori presence as well that we'll be More details of that will be coming out. So there's always a lot of work that's continuing on. Likewise with our Māori caucus colleagues, who we regularly catch up with on Zoom, and wider caucus as well, ensuring that everyone is sharing information and keeping informed.
Thanks very much. Just on your Undersecretary for Māori Trade role, we know that there are some discussions, might even be close to a sign-off too, with a trade agreement with the British Isles that does, I'm led to believe, include something of an Indigenous clause. Are you privy to any more cordial?
All as I can say is that announcements will be made in due course, but that has been a key provision, an Indigenous chapter, and which particularly given those historical ties between Aotearoa and the British Crown or the UK. That work is going right to the wire. We've always wanted to make sure that we get a high quality trade agreement that is put in place. And I know that a lot of work and a lot of consultation has been going along across Māoridom and also in the work with our negotiators. So fingers crossed we can get the deal over the line.